Once upon a time.
Daddy, guess what? I'm getting my ears pierced. And like Gaga said, if I call him the weekend we come back from Florida to get my ears pierced, he would take us. And I said, okay. And Mama said that we might be able to do that. And we're going to look for a pair of nice, like, tropical earrings in Florida.
Okay.
Cool, right?
Yeah, once upon a time, there was a little screwdriver named Stubby. He was a short screwdriver.
Clearly. So,
and he lived in the tool box with all the other tools. All the other tools made fun of him. You're the shortest. And he felt very self-conscious about how short he was. Every time the handyman opened the toolbox, he would reach for a different screwdriver.
Is the screwdriver one of the ones that creak by yourself?
Yep.
Or is the screwdriver one where you turn it and it goes by itself?
There are different kinds.
Like David has one.
Yes, there are different kinds, but in this case, Stubby was one that you turned by yourself, and he was a shorty, and he never got picked for the job at hand. There was one screwdriver named Multi. He got picked most often because he had a whole bunch of different heads that he could change out. So you could fit most jobs. And then there was Stretch, who was a very long screwdriver, and he got chosen sometimes for some jobs. But Stubby literally never was chosen for any jobs.
Then why did he buy him?
Who knows? He was very self-conscious about it, and all the other tools made fun of him because he'd never been used.
Except for someone, or no?
Well, some were nicer than others. The level was pretty level-headed about it all. And he was pretty nice. Hammer was kind of the boss of the whole toolkit, so... when people were really getting out of hand, making fun of Stubby, he would step in and put a stop to it. But for the most part, Stubby did not get a lot of respect. Until one day, the toolbox was taken on a trip to a job. So the toolbox is rattling around in the trunk, and they liked road trips because it was very exciting and they didn't know where they would be. But as they were chugging along, all of a sudden the car stopped. They said, "Oh, we must be at the building site." And the handyman came out and opened the trunk and said, "Dang, nabbit, this car's not working." The tools were like, "Whoa, we're going to be used to fix the car? That's awesome." Because that's the greatest honor for any tool, to work on the biggest tool of all, the car.
Cut.
What you talking about?
Can you get this cut?
There you go. It's good. You're almost... oh, you mean the side Z's?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, sure. Anyways, so he reached in and he grabbed his old trusty Multi and he popped the hood. And turns out there was a screw loose under the hood on the engine block. And it was rattling. And... the car was losing compression. So He tried to get in there and tighten it with Malty. But Malty didn't have the right head for it. So he came back and he took Stretch. Stretch had the right head. Stretch had the same head as Stubby, actually. They were cousins, which is why Stubby felt really bad every time Stretch made fun of him, because he's like, come on, man, we're cousins. Anyways. So he went back and he was trying to get it stretched, and he was like, I just can't get in there, it's so tight. My knuckles are getting bashed. He's like, I think I have a Stubby in there somewhere. Stubby heard that. He said, today's the day. He got so excited. And sure enough, he reached in there. He pulled Stubby out. He goes, ah, that's perfect. And he reached in and he screwed that bolt real tight. Started the engine. He said, heck yeah. He goes, that's perfect. So glad I had that little Stubby screwdriver. Works great. And they threw him back in the tool chest and closed it up and drove off. Stubby felt so good. Not only was he used, but he also was used for such an important job to work on the car. All the other tools were high-fiving him. He was on top of the world. They said, thanks, man, because of you, now we can get to the work site and we'll all get used. So they got to the work site, and the handyman took his tool chest and went inside, started working. First thing he had to do was unscrew one of the light switches.
Light fixtures.
Just the switch.
Fixtures. And that's Chip and Joe, what's
that? Yeah, he's just doing the switch. So he opened his toolkit and he goes, where's the little Stubby? And he grabbed it and started using them there too. And he's like, oh man, this is awesome. I'm the tool of choice today. And then there was another job that needed a different head, so he used Malty. There's another job that was down a really tight space, so he used Stretch. And then he went back to using Stubby for the switch plates again. It was great. They were all working together like a team. He was part of the gang. And they all accepted him as such. And they all apologized for making fun of him. And they said, you know what, Stubby? You're good at what you do. We were wrong. We will never treat you like that again. And Stubby said, not just me. Don't treat anybody like that again. Every tool has their place. And they said, you know what? You're right.